Chapter 4, The Workplace. Correct usage of some common English expressions and idioms when talking about the workplace. Directions. Read Louise's column and try to understand the general meaning. Don't stress out about every little thing. After you have read or listened to the story, you will have a chance to read or hear the meanings of the idioms used in the story with some brief examples. After you've learned what everything means, there will be a practice and review session at the end of the chapter. By this time, you will be up to snuff on the meanings of all of the idioms and other expressions in the story. Stress out means don't worry. Every little thing means about every detail. Up to snuff means you will know about or be up to date on. Some common English expressions and idioms when talking about the workplace. Below we have reprinted one of Louise Gebasi's recent columns about the workplace. The workplace. Here's a letter from a woman who's got a real problem in the office where she works. Dear Louise, I work as an admin assistant in the office of a large corporation in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The job rocks, but one of my coworkers gets on my nerves. She is always bad-mouthing other colleagues behind their backs, and frankly, Louise, she has a hygiene problem that makes her stand out like a sore thumb. She practically bathes in cheap perfume to cover a BO problem, and she totally reeks. As luck would have it, I have to sit next to this woman most of the day. By the end of the day, I end up with a headache from the odor. Louise, if you can't help me, I think I will lose my mind. She's got the boss wrapped around her little finger, so I have to watch my step around her. First of all, how can I let her know that it is not okay to blab behind other people's back? I mean, she really needs to get this message. And secondly, how do I break it to her that she's really fouling the air in our office with her terrible hygiene habits? Signed, Holding My Nose in Minneapolis. Louise Gebasi responds, Dear Holding Your Nose, it sounds like this coworker is really lousing up your day. The workplace needs to be a comfortable, safe environment for everyone in the office. Otherwise, work will not get done on time. If your coworker's hygiene problem is as bad as you say, it's beyond me that the boss hasn't detected it. I'm sure he or she has. So here's your first in. Arrange a meeting with your boss and don't be afraid to lay it out. Explain to him or her that this employee is making it difficult for you to get your work done. It may help to mention that you get headaches from the odor. Remember, your boss has bigger fish to fry, so keep your conversation brief and to the point. Believe me, he or she already knows about the problem. What you will do by talking to him or her is bring the issue out into the open. As for the gossiping problem that this woman has, you would do well not to encourage it. You encourage it when you allow her to gossip to you about other coworkers in the office. Next time she tries gossiping, let her know that you think she would also gossip about you behind your back if she were talking to another colleague. Also, put a bug in the ears of your other colleagues to follow your behavior. The woman will get the message. Good luck. In the next week or so, I hope that you are not having to hold your nose anymore. Let's talk about the meanings now of these idioms in the two letters. Number one, rocks. This is slang, informal, and colloquial. When something rocks, It is really good, enjoyable, exciting, or interesting. This is a term that is used among friends or among people who you are very acquainted with. It's not something you would use in a formal setting, so be careful with this word. For example, my new English class really rocks. The teacher is really good, and the class is really interesting. Another example, skiing really rocks. Fresh air, lots of sunshine, fun slopes, and parties at night make this one of my favorite things to do. Number two, gets on my nerves. This is an idiom. It's also used informally. When someone or something gets on your nerves, you are annoyed or bothered. For example, that new girl in the class talks too much. She really gets on my nerves. Another example. All that construction noise outside is really getting on my nerves. Number three, bad mouthing. This is slang and usually used in informal settings. To say bad things about someone or something, despoiling someone's reputation through negative gossip, attempting to discredit something or someone. For example, one of my colleagues is always bad-mouthing my favorite soccer team. He's just jealous because my team beat his team in the championships. Another example, be careful when you bad-mouth someone because it may come back to bite you. This means it may harm or make you look bad later on. Number four, behind their backs. This is a very common idiom. Without them knowing, doing something or saying something behind someone's back usually has a negative meaning. It means that you are doing or saying something that someone else would not approve of or would allow. For example, behind his back, people were saying that he was a terrible soccer player and should be removed from the team. Another example, what a gossip says behind your back, they will rarely tell you to your face. Tell you to your face is an idiom that means to tell you directly. Number five, stand out like a sore thumb. This is an idiom. When something or someone stands out like a sore thumb, he, she, or it is very obvious to everyone. This expression sometimes has a negative feeling. Julie's red dress stuck out like a sore thumb among all of the other black formal dresses at the party. Another example, Jim's small car stuck out like a sore thumb among all of the big pickup trucks. Number six, bathes in cheap perfume. This is a kind of hyperbole. Hyperbole is an expression that exaggerates something in order to emphasize the point the speaker is trying to make. Classically, hyperbole usually is used by those who are trying to make themselves sound better than they really are, like politicians, for example, trying to run for office. We'll use a lot of hyperbole. But hyperbole is also an expression that exaggerates. In this case, the girl put a lot of perfume on herself. Whether it's cheap perfume or not may not be known for sure. That she takes a bath in it is most probably not true. For example, the guy is so rich he bathes in money. Another example, the woman bathes in good fortune. She has lots of money, fame, and good friends. Number seven. BO. This is an abbreviation that is many times used in a negative connotation. This abbreviation stands for body odor. Abbreviations are occasionally used in casual or informal English conversation for effect or brevity. For example, boy, I wish he would take a bath. He's got BO. Another example. To avoid having BO, Shower daily. Number 8. Totally reeks. This is slang. This is a very common, especially among younger generation English speakers. It's informal and usually used among people that you already know. Not recommended to be used in a formal setting. If you reek of something, you give off or emit it in a very strong way. To reek by itself often means to smell very badly. The use of the word totally in a slang expression usually means completely. And this is very common nowadays among the younger generation. For example, after Alfred fell in the dirty pond, he totally reeked and had to go home and shower. Another example, we sat around the campfire all night. By morning, we totally reeked of campfire smoke. Number 9. As luck would have it, this is an idiom, dictated by pure luck. Sometimes good luck, sometimes bad luck. For example, I didn't study for the exam. As luck would have it, they postponed the exam for another week, giving me a chance to study. Another example. The day started out sunny and beautiful, so we decided to have a picnic. We packed lots of good food, blankets, and games, and went to the park. As luck would have it, though, it started raining as soon as we arrived at the park. Number 10. End up with. Idiom. Finish up with a certain result or object. Examples. Alexander worked on his car for 2 months and ended up with one of the most beautiful cars in his neighborhood. Another example. After investing all of that money in the stock market, we ended up with nothing. We lost all of our money. Number 11. Lose my mind. A figure of speech, this is an idiom, and it's a figure of speech meaning to become very agitated, upset, or distraught about something. For example, if I had a job where I had to do the same thing every day, I'd lose my mind. Another example, I thought she was going to lose her mind when she found out that her boyfriend was dating another girl. Number 12. Wrapped around her little finger. This is an idiom, usually used in informal settings. To have control over someone, usually because of emotional reasons. For example, Alice had her boyfriend wrapped around her little finger. He would do anything for her. Another example, Jim was a tall, good-looking guy who worked for a big company in New York. His co-workers really didn't like the fact that he often got special favors from his female boss. Some people said that he had her wrapped around his little finger. Number 13. Watch my step. This is an idiom. To exercise caution, to be careful. For example, a co-worker of mine told me that the police were out giving tickets for speeding. He said, I'd better watch my step when I drive home after work. Another example, watch your step. This is a bad neighborhood. Maybe you'd better take another road home. Number 14, blab. This is very informal and very casual. You don't use this in formal settings, and usually you use this among friends or acquaintances. When you blab, you reveal information about other people or things that you probably shouldn't. A person who blabs just talks without giving thought to the content of his or her conversation, often revealing information that is either unnecessary to the listener or considered secret by someone else. Examples. I never told her any of my secrets because she likes to blab. Jenny is a neighborhood gossip. She'll blab about anything. Number 15. Get this message, slang. When you get the message, you completely understand the meaning of what someone is trying to communicate to you. Examples. The police told those kids last week that they couldn't skateboard in the park. They're doing it again. I don't think they got the message. Now, another example. We saw a very powerful show on TV last night about the dangers of smoking. I don't think my sister got the message because she is outside smoking right now. Number 16. Break it to her. An idiom. When you break something to someone, you tell them something directly, usually information that is not good news. For example, a young boy was seriously injured in a car accident and taken to the hospital. The police had to go to the boy's home with this bad news and break it to his parents. Another example. My friend didn't get accepted to the university, and I'm not sure how to break it to him. Number 17, fouling the air. This is slang and informal, usually used among friends or very, very close acquaintances. Polluting the air, in this case, with a strong smell of perfume. This has a hint of sarcasm in it. I hate it when a smoker fouls the air with a cigarette smoke. Another example, the smell of French fries and grease fouled the air around the fast food restaurant. Number 18, holding my nose. This is an idiom. Pinching off the openings of your nose with your two fingers to prevent a strong smell from entering. Examples. As we walked to the bakery, I held my nose so I wouldn't have to smell all of that delicious pastry. Another example. I held my nose when we went into the horse stable because I don't like the smell of horse stables. Number 19. Lousing up your day. This is an idiom, usually informal, usually used around friends. Ruining your day. When something is lousing up your day, it is ruining the quality of your day's experience. For example, the rain really loused up my day today. Traffic was heavy, and there was flooding downtown, making it difficult to go anywhere. Another example, I found out that I owe $10,000 in taxes. That really loused up my day. In this case, put me in a bad mood so that the rest of the day wasn't very pleasant. Number 20, beyond me, an idiom. When something is beyond you, that means that you do not understand it. For example, why people use illegal drugs is beyond me. Another example, why Alicia went back with her boyfriend after he cheated on her is beyond me. Number 21, in. This is a noun, slang, or used in the expression to have an in. It's not really a preposition in this case, as the normal use of this word is. This is a slang usually used in informal settings for the most part, but you can use it sometimes in formal settings. An opportunity for an opening. Noun. A connection to someone or something that has access to what you may want. For example, you've got to have an in to be asked to join that club. Another example, I know that you are trying to get accepted into that university. I think you'll have an in when you show them your excellent grades. Number 22, to lay it out, an idiom. To be direct and clear when giving someone information. For example, the Prime Minister laid it out for the people. If they didn't find an alternative energy source soon, their country would be in trouble. Another example, the coach of the team laid it out for the players. They can win the championships if they win the next two games. Number 23, bigger fish to fry. Idiom, more important things to do. For example, I don't have time to listen to every little complaint. I've got bigger fish to fry. Another example, the president of the company has bigger fish to fry and relies on his managers to direct the day-to-day operation of the company. Number 24, believe me. An idiom. an expression that means this is true, don't doubt it. For example, believe me, if we didn't have to depend on oil, we would be a lot happier. Another example, believe me, a person's quality of life depends on how healthy they are. Number 25, out in the open, an idiom, something that is there for everyone to observe, not hidden. For example, the issue of companies not hiring people from certain racial backgrounds needs to be brought out into the open so that this does not happen in the future. Another example, the dangers of using a cellular phone are just now being brought out into the open. Number 26, as for, an idiom, pertaining to or in regards to. For example, the state should provide more opportunities for less fortunate people to better themselves. As for wealthy people, well, they can take care of themselves. Another example, everyone is going to Florida when they retire. As for me, I'm going to the South Pacific. Number 27, bug in the ears, an idiom. When you put a bug in someone's ear, you give them a hint or an idea about something. For example, I put a bug in my boss's ear that I am due for a raise in pay. Another example, my wife put a bug in my ear about the garbage needing to be cleaned. Chapter 4, Practice and Review. Directions. In each of the sentences below, fill in the blank spaces with the word or words that are missing from the expression. Think about the sentence carefully. Which expression fits best? Do not use the same expression twice. There is no answer key. If you have problems answering one of the questions, go back up into the chapter and the answer will be there in the chapter. Complete all of the sentences that you know, and then go back and work on the ones that are more difficult. Number one, I don't have time right now to talk about the weather. I have blank fish to fry. Number two, why people smoke is blank me. Number three, believe blank. A person's quality of life depends on how healthy they are. Number four, the lady next door likes to blank, so don't tell her anything. Number five, the smoke from the building fire fouled the blank around the city. Number six, we didn't know how to break blank blank her, that she didn't pass the exam. Number seven, the weather really loused blank our day. It was supposed to be sunny, but instead it was stormy. Number eight, Jim blank a bug blank his friend's ear about his poor eating habits. Number nine, after working on the painting for 6 months, the artist ended blank with a beautiful work of art. Number 10, woo, that dead fish blank reeks. Number 11, that new pub really blank ass. Good music, good food, and cheap drinks. Number 12, blank your step. It is dark in that cellar and you may trip on something. Number 13, there was a warning in the newspaper about the dangers of some prescription drugs. Despite this warning, many people never get the blank that prescription drugs can be very dangerous. Number 14, it really blank on my nerves when someone leaves their cell phone on in class. Number 15. Boy, that pink house really blank out like a blank thumb. This ends chapter 4.